What's up, Atlanta? It's JoJo Alonzo, the baddest Boricua in the game.
And it's your big homie Kodak. What's poppin'?
And you're tuning to the JoJo and Big Homie Show. We have a special guest in the building with us tonight. We have Eric Bellinger in the building.
Yes, Eric sir. Bellinger. What it do?
We here.
It's Liddy.
Yes, sir.
How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. I'm on tour. My album just dropped. I'm living my best life.
How you feeling?
I feel great, man. New single out. It's all positive energy around me.
You said you was what?
He said he got a new single out. Relax. Oh.
I'm on tour.
She thought you said you were single.
New single. Nah.
I thought that's what he said.
Damn, new single. New single.
Nah. Not newly single.
Nah.
New single.
I don't plan on ever being single in my life.
Okay, I know that's right. Mm-mm. So, let's talk about this new single.
Okay. It's called Curious.
Curious.
It's featuring Fab. It's featuring Corday.
Mm-hmm.
You got three different generations of legendary...
Facts.
Oh, for sure.
...energy.
Facts.
And, man, we got the sample from D'Angelo. That's another generation of just great music, man. We mixed it all up in a pot. Added my brother Hitmaker in the scene.
It's
my partner. And, yeah, I'm excited.
How long you been working with Hitmaker?
Man, we've been going on, I say, like 5-6 years now. We've been working together just more so for placements, trying to get songs off. And then it got to the point where we had so many together. It was like, let's just drop a project.
Right, together.
Sure.
Yeah.
And it's going crazy.
Man, the people is loving it.
Yes.
I'm feeling good about the reaction. It's been great.
So I got a question. So you do a lot of stuff behind the scenes with music as well, right?
Yes, sir.
So what do you find more... I guess satisfaction in it. Yeah. Would you rather be like have a hit that you're not the face of, but you know you was the powerhouse behind, or would you rather be like on that stage performing your shit?
I gotta be up there.
Yeah,
I want to feel that. It's definitely a strong love for both, because it's dope to see the song and reach its maximum potential, and it's also just a great feeling to watch the crowd sing along while you just stand there and bask in your hard work.
Yeah.
What's your favorite song for you to perform, and what's your favorite song of yours that you like seeing perform? Like, when you see the artist that rep that joint, you're like, oh, they did that shit.
My favorite song to perform is Appleberry Nana, by far.
Okay.
I don't know what happens to the room. It just goes extra crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And my favorite song to watch be performed is Indigo, by Chris Brown. He opens up his tour set with it, and I always get tagged in the videos, and it's just dope to see it, you know, on that main stage in an arena overseas with, you know, 20,000 people.
That Chris Brown tour has probably been one of the best tours from the past year. Why are niggas hating on him, though?
I don't get it. What's going on with that?
We need to chill on the Chris Brown hate.
Please.
We got to chill.
Can we please do that?
It was over a decade ago when some craziness happened. We understand. But he's like an entire new human being.
I feel like at this point, people are trying to use Chris Brown as like their bungee cord back into relevance.
Facts.
Like, okay, I'm going to talk about Chris Brown, and then people going to pay attention to what I got going on, and then I'm going to be hot. No, bro. Yeah. Chris Brown is not your marketing plan.
I didn't like that.
That was corny.
I know what you're talking about.
It was corny. Like, relax. How long can you punish somebody for a mistake they made? I get it.
Man,
it was a bad mistake, but it was over like 15 years.
The law say 7 years for the income tax stuff. So
facts.
Just
facts.
Cap it at 7.
Facts.
It's capped at 7 years. It's been more than 7 years.
And
you got to stop bringing it up.
He
was extremely young. I mean, obviously, we're not condoning any type
of...
We're
not condoning it.
You know,
we
have to just say that, because some people are like, oh, why would you...
Oh, we're going
to
cancel them next.
Let's just put that disclaimer out there. Like, we don't condone any type of domestic violence, but we're just saying. But you work close with Chris Brown.
Yeah.
So a lot of times when you have a relationship with somebody, that ultimately affects you as well. So did you receive any, like...
Backlash,
or did you receive any type of... Yeah. Did you feel any type of way about the situation?
Not at all.
No? Okay.
Not at all. I think the music just got punished. You know, like, we had just released Fine China, and that's like...
Right.
That's supposed to go crazy.
Yeah.
That's the MJ energy.
Yeah.
The video was fire.
Yeah.
And he was unable to promote it like we really planned and like we really wanted to. So it was just unfortunate to see it, you know, get the short end of the stick because of the, you know, things that happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, right now I feel like we're living in an era of, you know, both behind the scenes and in front of the scenes. We're living in an era of, like, really icons. Like, we're living in an era of where artists are going to be talked about like in history classes. Like, there's nobody like Beyonce right now.
Facts.
You know, and there's nobody like Chris Brown right now.
Yeah. Facts.
You know, shit, there's nobody like Eric Bellinger right
now.
Okay,
come
on now.
Put him in a bucket.
I gotta let me look up on my Beyonce so I can find mine.
How do you feel like this era of music will stand up to past eras of music? Because I feel like people like to compare a lot of times, but you can't really compare Beyonce to Aretha Franklin because Beyonce has a lot more tools at her disposal
100%.
Than Aretha Franklin did. Like, you can't, like, people try to make the Chris Brown Michael Jackson comparison, but realistically, if Michael Jackson was in the streaming era, I feel like things would have probably been different. So different people had different tools at their disposal. So how do you think this current generation of artists will stand the test of time?
You know, I think that has to do with everything, unfortunately, outside of the studio.
Explain that. Tell the people what we're talking about.
So I think right now we live in a day and age where what you're doing in your personal life, what you got going in your personal life, what you driving, who you dating, where you stay at, what the crib look like in selfie mode. It's like people are paying a lot more attention to that, and it's tougher for people to break because of their music, because they have a good song. It's like, yo, what you talking about in your real life? Can I relate to you? And I think the TikTok and the social media has made it to where it's just so important.
Well,
you know?
I saw somebody recently say, they said talent doesn't even matter anymore.
It don't. Exactly. It don't.
Do you agree with that?
I didn't want to go that far.
No, let me let's say.
Let's just be honest. Like, this is a place where you can speak it.
So check it out. LA, I go over there. You getting booked if you got a radio song. I come to the South, TikTokers was getting booked.
Yeah.
I'm on the same show with somebody that got the popular dance.
But you know,
and I'm like, oh, that's the same thing. Like, they don't, like, either way, the people just want to be entertained. So when we in the club and that song come on, either we dancing or we singing. It don't matter. We good.
I know a couple record label reps that I done talked to, and they told me that some of their artists can't even move forward with their artists unless their song is going crazy on TikTok. Like, that's number one.
Yes.
Yeah. And I'm TikTok. Talking about top record label reps that I'll tell you when we get off the record.
Yeah.
But
they said
that, like, yeah, like, if your song, like, if you're trying to drop a song and it's not going crazy on TikTok, then you need to pick another song.
That part.
But that's what's going on, because, like we were saying, established artists.
What?
But
wow.
What we're saying is, as we were saying, you know, different generations are different.
They
like,
different
times change.
The legendary artist is on TikTok. If you look, it might be one you can look in their face and it look like they dreading it.
Yeah.
But they doing
but they,
it.
No, they
that's,
doing
I mean,
it for
that's
sure.
How Charlie Wilson jumped on the Yams joint.
Exactly. We just had a whole class on TikTok the other day, Kodak. We had a whole class
y'all had
at
a
work.
Class. I get TikTok.
Important.
For
I get
TikTok.
It. Because that's the new generation and they're breaking the new music. They're the young people. You know, it's like that's where they find new music and it just happened to be mixed in the For You page.
Okay.
We expect you doing some type of.
Yeah, you know, I'm going to hit them a little with on, a.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying, on TikTok.
I could do it, but
all you gotta do is just put one, just put one.
Okay, but you
and
know what
just
you can do?
One, two.
Even if you can dance or you can dance, if you go all out, you're going viral.
Facts.
So, you know, we just exited Grammy season though, right? So do you think like these TikTok songs need to be awarded for Grammys, or should there be like a separate category for TikTok songs?
Yeah, we gotta separate it.
Yeah,
I think we should. I think we should separate it because now the musicians. It's kind of discouraging.
Yeah.
You know, you got to actually be doing it only for your passion. Like, I'm passionate about music. I love music. But I can't do it based off of what I think the results may be.
I've seen a lot of artists, like, say, oh, I don't get TikTok. So do you think, like, they just need to, should they just neglect it or, like, learn?
Nah, because there ain't no wrong way. They just want you to be on TikTok, like have some type of presence.
Something.
Anything. It could be like, these are my shoes every day.
Yeah.
Facts.
You know, this is my, damn, Daniel. You know what I'm saying? Viral.
Yeah.
You know, like whatever it may be, even if you jump on the trend, just something.
I think when artists hear TikTok, they kind of get scared a little bit because they think, I don't know how to edit videos. I want to be dancing.
That was
out.
Me.
Yeah.
That was
you
me.
You just got to hop on there. But that's like,
me.
I'm talking to myself. I don't even. I was in class really learning how to do TikTok. So I'm like, I don't even know how to do this. I don't even want to be on it.
I just get up there post our shit.
Yep, that's it.
Post
that's all
interviews.
You got to do. As long as you get something going, you know, I think they see the effort.
Well,
like, all right.
I personally feel like with the whole different category thing, it's just, it's kind of like, if that's what our generation is right now, yeah. then I don't think it should be a separate category, because I think like streams are based off of streams, yeah, people yeah, tuning yeah, yeah. in, listening. It's not their fault they listen to it because they want to listen to it on TikTok. Right. Like, it's they're still getting people to listen to it.
Yeah.
You know, like Lil Uzi, I Just Want to Rock. That Boom. Song everywhere.
He connected.
He ain't even have song, no listen, lyrics on
he
it.
Connected.
That
song,
you know what I'm saying?
That song
but
is
everybody was
hot.
Ooh, yep. ooh, ooh, ooh.
He really
you know
not.
What
he probably say 10 words throughout that song. But
there's
what
no
I'm,
lyrics.
But what I'm saying is, all right, so say that song. So you got I Just Want to Rock. You got Munch, Ice Spice. Like she got another one on there, yeah. mm-hmm. Boys a Liar or some shit like that.
Yeah.
I don't think those, just because those songs are hot, I don't think those songs need to be Song of the Year. But right, they do right, need right. to be TikTok Song of the Year.
That's
like
the
Savage,
thing.
For instance. I think Savage, I'm gonna be honest, Savage was dead in the water to me until the TikTok routine hit. It was in, it was during the pandemic. I don't even think Savage was the best song on that project.
No.
But the TikTok routine came out.
It was over.
And it mm-hmm. was over. It revived the song. Mm-hmm. Beyonce got on the remix and it was Murder, She Wrote.
Yeah.
But I don't think that song was Song of the Year. Or whatever right. Grammy it won for it.
It's just
but
them,
it could be TikTok.
Streams.
Yes.
Okay, so yeah, like a TikTok Song of the Year or TikTok.
Yeah, because
have
okay.
a separate, have a separate
yeah.
category. That's good.
Yeah.
Why not?
Because
yeah.
that like you said, like that could be, you know, discouraging to people who are actually
going crazy.
Yeah, but I ain't even gonna say that because you know people right because
people
some people yeah some people are sensitive, but some people they put in those other people who may be going viral on TikTok, that doesn't mean that they putting in less work than everybody else.
I agree.
You know,
I
it's
agree.
Just we gotta understand
that TikTok is work.
But sometimes they don't even Sometimes they don't even. They just make the track and put it out. It be other people that be grabbing
but,
it and
but
making
again,
it go
you're
viral.
Right, you're right. I'm gonna say that too. If we do open it up like that for the TikTokers and the Grammy, the TikTokers need to get those Grammys.
Yeah, because
whatever
it don't be that song. It be whoever made up that dance, and then
whoever created the routine, which social sites are doing a better job of tracking now.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever created this routine, that needs to be the one who gets the credit. That's
yeah,
right.
The original sound, the one at the top.
Exactly.
So, shout out to all the creators around the world.
Sheesh.
Artists and TikTokers.
Yeah. So let's
make a TikTok to my song, Curious, y'all.
Facts.
Go ahead. Pick
so
any
let's
part.
Talk about tour.
Yes.
What city has given you like the best energy so far?
Best energy, man, so far, I must say Oakland.
Oakland
was lit, boy.
Shout out to the West Coast.
They was hyphy.
And you from Cal? You from LA?
Yeah, I'm from LA.
You from LA? Uh-huh. Okay. Okay.
So it was like up the street.
It's home, so up the street.
Home,
home,
eight
home
hour
game.
Drive. Yeah, exactly.
But you said Oakland.
That's a
Oakland.
Because
LA was
drive?
Cool. LA was cool. But LA, you know, everybody there in the crowd is a singer, songwriter,
right.
actor or entertainer.
So they're
so
too
they
cool.
Not screaming.
Right.
They're too
they,
cool.
They're, you know, they give
you
energy.
They're just like, okay, yeah, I like this. I'm supporting you.
Oakland, we.
That sound like Atlanta.
That was crazy.
Oakland,
I feel like tonight going to be crazy.
No, I said,
yeah.
LA, might be the craziest one.
I said LA sound like Atlanta because, in Atlanta, everybody want to be on the stage.
Oh,
you be having to tell
niggas
get off the stage in Atlanta.
Or get from backstage.
Yeah,
like who is
bro,
this
if you
man?
And then, look, bro, I seen it happen so many times.
They trying to hustle bro. Us some
be,
water.
Be,
you need
be,
some water?
It be 40 people on stage. The DJ like, all right, if you're not the artist, get off stage. And everybody looking around.
Looking around.
He ain't talking to me.
Bro.
Boy, you're not the artist. You're
he talk about
artist.
You. Yeah, get off stage. No, nobody. I happened at Savage's birthday party last year.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, nah. People.
I know you said like Oakland gave you the most energy.
Uh huh.
The last I seen Oakland was it was a situation that happened with Glorilla. She was walking mm-hmm. through. And
why they press Glorilla like that?
Yeah,
man.
Like are they really like that? They like threw water on her because she didn't perform.
Pressure.
They said they didn't pay her enough.
Yeah.
You know, do they really
I mean,
like
is that,
you got to show love to them, though.
Yeah.
So if you're not hitting the mic at all, I don't know. I'm going to be a little upset.
Yeah, so they feeling some type of way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think
you
it
feel
was
like
a reaction.
You feel like they feel hurt. Tried?
No, I think they just like, oh, you trying to play us? Like, you don't want to
perform? Yeah. That's what I mean.
Yeah,
like,
but if she, and in her standpoint, it's like, well, they didn't pay me enough money. It's like, come on now.
It shouldn't be about.
You shouldn't even
it
win.
I mean,
it just depends. If you're an artist and you get booked for a hosting fee, touch the song. Touch the mic for one song.
Mm-hmm.
But if that's not in your contract, you got to just make sure it says it on the flyer. Like,
mm-hmm. I think it was some type of miscommunication. You
know what
I
mean? Gotta be.
Honestly.
But I have seen promoters be like, they'll promote one thing, but the contract they did was different.
For
so
sure.
So they'll try to pressure the artist into doing a little bit more than what they paid for.
Right.
Because the crowd is like, oh, man, they said you was performing. Well, I didn't tell them that. Who told them to say that shit?
Right.
I didn't tell them to say that crazy ass shit.
But I wouldn't say like, yo, they should have been owner like that, you know, but everybody.
Oh, no, they was applying pressure.
Yeah. Has there ever been a situation where you haven't received your back end?
Yeah.
Yeah? You had to go.
I didn't go in.
No? Dang, what?
I felt bad. We drove pretty far, too. It was just like, if you do it one time, people would just start doing it over and over.
Yeah.
Like.
They fuck around and found out.
Yeah, I don't really know how I would feel about that. Like, I got a couple loose screws.
Uh-huh.
So
I've seen the back end pick up before.
I would lose it if I didn't get my back end.
Yeah. No, they got to give it before
my money
you go
on time.
On stage.
Yeah.
Before you enter the building.
Yeah, before you even, like, I'm outside, like, give me my back end. Yeah. You don't give me my money in my hand, I ain't taking no check. I need cash.
Yeah.
You can Zelle it.
Don't give me the check with the bounce back.
Yeah. Because I think you can, because Zelle is already in there.
Yeah, Zelle is instant transfer.
Zelle, you can go ahead and get to me or you can give me my cash, but if not, I'm just gone.
That happened with somebody else recently.
Then I'm finna talk about you on social
media. Oh, yeah. I think it was bad. He went down to Alden. Yeah, he didn't get his back in. I think we went down one of the South Georgia schools and the promoters tried some shit like they did with Glow. Like, shit, but
he said, yeah, because they would be like, yo, can you still just, you know, you got your fans?
No, nigga.
Right.
No,
I done did that before.
You knew these your fans first, nigga. That's why they here.
Right.
Your fans first. You promoted this shit.
You the lead promoter, nigga. This is your city. This is Albany, Georgia.
You lied to these people.
It ain't number two venues in Albany, Georgia, nigga. And one of them is a school gym.
Shoot the back end. More of the story. Shoot the back end, over.
Right.
Or just double up on the front end.
Yes. More of the story. Send the funds.
Send the funds. Please.
ASAP.
Sometimes the funds will be able to be sent.
And we don't want to hear no excuses like, hey, dog, I'm at my cash limit for the week, my spending limit.
I had a nigga, it wasn't even about no back ends. I had a nigga that owed me some money telling me that shit. But I was so mad, but I don't give a fuck about none of that shit, boy.
I'm past my spending limit.
Nigga, I'll come pick it up right now.
That's what they say. Like, no, I can't. My bank, it's all tied up. It's locked now. It's on it. Like,
but
shit like
that.
We about to tie your ass
up,
too.
Postpone.
Yeah. Thanks. We'll be back.
Okay, so we usually do, like, a couple topics on our show.
Okay.
This one is called, like, a toxic topic. So we get a little toxic.
Yeah.
So I have a question. So I actually seen this on a Breakfast Club. This is not too toxic. I'm not going to do too toxic.
Yeah.
But how often do you reuse your towel?
And what type of towel? Face towel, dry towel?
Face towel and dry towel.
Face towel, dry towel.
How often do you use
it? I get a two-piece. I get a two-dayer.
Like two days?
I put that joint over the shower.
Right.
I go home. I wake up again the next day. See, I got a wife. She's going to come home and scoop,
and
wash.
And scoop it all up, yeah.
Here go some new towels.
Facts.
I'm lucky.
Yeah, you're very lucky. Me and Kodak be over here like, we just be, the dating pool out here in Atlanta is trash.
It got doo-doo in it.
It got doo-doo in it, got piss in it.
It got some love.
Because it's hard out here. We gonna get into that, though, because it's crazy as hell out here. So, yes, you are lucky. But Kodak, how many days you gonna go?
Shit, boy, I ain't. I was thinking about this shit earlier, but I, like, you know, like, when you cooking eggs, like, we boiling eggs.
Yep. Got the skillet.
No. You put them in the water. You put them in there, and then you do some shit, and you're like, oh, shit, my eggs. Then that's the same. I'm the same way with my towel. I'll be like, damn, I've been using motherfucker for a while. I think I need to change it.
No,
that was it. Like,
you confused the hell out of me.
What I'm saying is, I'm going to use the towel until I think I need to change it. I don't got a set date.
He ain't thinking like the eggs, for example. Eggs cook so fast.
Yeah.
Eggs be done so in like 30 seconds.
Oh,
if you go to the bathroom,
you just like,
eggs is burnt.
Yeah, that exactly what I'm saying. Like,
you didn't even know.
Yeah, you're not even like thinking about it.
Think, though,
so the towel
like,
burnt. He said the towel burnt.
But you would think you, for like a towel, like that shit probably like gonna be soaking wet when you dry off.
No, not really, because a lot of times I be air drying.
Oh, I can't do that. That's the worst. I hate that shit. I hate air drying. That'd be the
Home
worst.
Alone.
I hate. Like, with me, I hate the way, like, if my hair is wet, like, I don't like the water to touch my back.
The only thing I got to do is just make sure this shit dry, and I'm good.
I know what
that's
you mean.
Horrible. Well, see, me, I'm like, this might sound bad, but it's the honest to God truth. Well, first, I don't use a rag to wash up.
Mm-hmm.
At all.
So it's I don't only a what?
So I don't
one
use
of
a rag.
Loofahs?
I use my hands.
Or hands. Okay.
Nigga,
okay.
Are you?
Sometimes. But at home, no, dead
I'm glad
ass.
You're recording this shit, dog.
We gotta have a visual. Yeah.
No, dead ass serious, though. Like, at home, I have a loofah. But if yeah. But honestly, if I was to go,
you
like,
to
like
one white
of these,
people in movies.
Like, one of these. No, like, one of
hey, the hands. Hey,
at a hotel, if I was, like, at a hotel or something, I'm not using the rag.
You
I'm
still
gonna
in
use,
the FaceTime?
I'm going to use my
on
hand.
Hotel?
I'm literally going to use my hand. That's what I'm going to do. No. And then to dry off, I will probably use my towel for like 3-4 days.
The dry towel?
Yeah. Because I'm not really drying nothing. Like,
yeah.
My towels don't be messed up. Like, I don't know. And then I got these big ass towels. So like when I dry off, I just hang it up.
Yeah,
and it'd be like a brand new towel. But people used to talk about me all the time when I used to tell them that I used to wash up with my hand. But I'd be like, shit,
nah,
I don't know. I kind of grew up like that. Like yeah. I just grew up just
your white side showing.
We was in the trenches. We ain't had towels, nigga.
Right,
we ain't
right,
shit.
Right.
Trenches. Everybody had towels. This is one
crazy
thing.
Crazy as fuck.
This one thing.
We had towels. Some towels was dirty.
Had, was towels.
You ain't made it to the laundromat. We had to go to the laundromat, nigga. You don't have no washing and drying in your crib. You had to go and walk in the cold. It's cold as fuck outside.
You see hot dogs out of the microwave, huh?
That's you. This man. This man.
Everything goes down in the microwave.
He cooked chicken in the microwave.
Wait a minute. This was in college.
How many minutes is that?
Neck deep in the trenches.
First of all, I couldn't believe it. I had to look that shit up.
They believe me.
I said, bro,
can you cook chicken in the microwave?
Can you cook chicken in the microwave? Because I
knew. Believe me.
Because I'm like, bro, you lying. There's no way in hell. Why the fuck I look it up? And it only take like 6 minutes.
What?
Yes.
Chicken.
Neck deep in the trenches, baby.
It be hot in that little microwave.
Shit.
It be hot in that microwave.
I'm talking about, no, like, he got all types of, like,
I don't do it no more, though.
Well, thank God, because you probably got all types of, shit called?
He's still with us.
Yeah.
You probably got mesothelioma, whatever the fuck that shit is.
you got asbestos poisoning.
Mesothelioma. Salmonellas. If you are suffering from mesothelioma,
if you are somebody you love.
Right. Has mesothelioma.
Right.
That's so funny. Okay. All right, we got one more topic.
Okay.
Kodak, you want to get into our facts or cap topic?
Yeah, facts or cap.
Cool. So you want to look it up and I'll explain it?
What's the facts or cap? Which one are we doing?
That's what I'm saying. You want to look it up while I explain to him what it is?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I got you.
Okay, so now we got a topic. It's called facts or cap. Now, this Kodak is going to lead into it. Now, basically, he's just going to say a topic, and if you agree, you say facts, and if you don't, you say cap, and then you can elaborate on it. Okay, so we'll let him figure it out.
All right, no, I got one.
You got it?
I got one.
Okay.
I got one.
Okay, okay.
Facts or cap?
Yeah.
If a guy wants a woman to quit a job that he doesn't like her working, he should supplement her income.
Facts.
For example.
I would say facts.
For example,
if
a girl I'm talking to is a stripper, right? She's a stripper. Yeah, but I don't want her to strip.
Yeah, you got a supplier.
But she was making 10K a month.
Okay. You got to stay in your lane.
You got to
stay in your lane.
Or suck it up.
Yeah.
Better deal with these.
You better deal with these lap dancers, nigga.
Don't go to the strip club.
You better deal
with
this.
You don't want to see it. Yeah.
Yeah, man. Because I'm definitely saying that because if a man tell me straight up he don't want me working somewhere and I'm making a lot of money, I'm going to be like, first of all, I'm going to be like, I don't give a fuck what you think. I'm working. Like, this is my job, sir. Like, you... Because first of all, when you met me, I was working this job because I'm not finna be not working
when you met me.
So you just gotta get with it
100%.
Or get lost. Because I'm not about to. Because first of all, 100%. I don't want no man taking care of me anyway. I need my own money. Because men will try to use that money and try to control the hell out of you.
How you know?
How do I know?
How you know?
Come on, bro.
Been there, done
you know
that.
How many dudes?
Been there, done that.
No, it's exactly. Like, it's been a lot of dudes that be like, man, girl, quit your job, move to my house, and let me take care of you. I'm not doing that, sir, so you can control me.
You're right.
I'm not
you're
doing
right.
it.
You're right.
So, yeah, like, no.
That's a good one.
That's not happening.
Sorry.
What you think, Kodak?
I think you got to supplement it.
Yeah, for
unless,
sure.
Unless unless she like really, really like you and she just cool. Like, all right, whatever you say. But I feel like at
she really, really cool.
Yeah, like unless she really, really likes you. But yeah. I feel like regardless, that's if y'all are talking even and she was making $5,000 to $10,000 extra a month, that's $5,000 to $10,000 extra that y'all would have had.
Yeah, mm-hmm. True.
So I mean,
no, that's true.
What you gonna do?
I mean, it'd be like that though.
Yeah, it gotta be like that.
You can't expect
nobody that's especially an independent.
Oh, that, yeah, yeah, like, yeah. She's taking care of herself.
Right,
yeah.
Right. No, it's not gonna happen. But some girls. No. But some girls, they will sit their ass down.
But
yeah.
You gotta.
If you are providing that extra money.
Yeah.
You know, cause she not. Both of y'all ain't finna be some broke asses just sitting there not doing shit. Like,
oh yeah, it do be the niggas that ain't got it be telling their girl, bro, she making like $30,000 OnlyFans.
Yeah, right.
She making $30,000 to OnlyFans. You worry about the wrong thing, nigga.
Log off.
I don't know, bro.
You need to be a collaborator.
Log off, my G.
If that's how you feel,
you better
oil
her up, mate.
Facts.
You better be a team player, nigga.
Facts. I'm just saying.
Share.
That's the thing. Like, dudes are getting their feelings so fast. Like, they'll be dealing with somebody and they like them and like, oh yeah, I love what you're doing. Cool. And then next thing you know.
Yeah, guys get territorial for sure.
Why y'all so territorial?
That's the nature of the man.
Yeah, it's nature.
It's crazy, because I was thinking that the other day. I'm just like, it's crazy how like a man, how he feels about like his woman or another man conquering his woman. Do you feel like that's how men look at it? Like a man conquering
It's that conquer word.
His woman?
Yeah, it's
like,
the conquer
like word. if they have sex, or maybe not even have sex, like maybe they went out and had a good time and she just smiling the whole time from ear to ear, enjoying
you making
her
my bitch
life.
Happy
cause that's the thing too, man. Mm-hmm. you wanna feel like what you doing and all your hard work, really your woman, your queen, that's what you got. It's like, mm-hmm. This is what I have to show for it,
right?
So if that's something, that's not something,
this is what you, especially
when
you put your all into her,
you know what I wish people or men will normalize. I just wish that they will normalize,
about to be some bullshit,
that they would normalize that they need a woman in their life.
100%.
Yeah. They need to normalize, like, it's okay to be like vulnerable with your woman. Like, it's okay to want her and need everything that she like. It's okay to depend on her. Cause I honestly feel like,
cause the second they do that, you're gonna be calling him a thirsty ass nigga.
No, nope, I'm saying
it's
his
just
woman,
a different day and
no,
age.
No, I'm saying his woman, like
his
whoever
girl,
he's putting his all into, like, it's okay to be like, I need a woman, because men are really emotional ass creatures.
I agree. I think men need it. I think men need it. At the same time, I feel like women gotta make sure that they ready to be in a relationship.
Yeah.
Long as a woman is doing all her duties domestically and, you know, a man feels like they can trust them, cool. But I feel like it is a lot of women that, you know, on the reverse side, mm-hmm. are waiting for somebody to just be like, can I quit my job yet?
Facts.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? We didn't mention that.
I've seen that before. Mm-hmm. Just waiting.
They do. They do be on that. Okay, so we about to get ready to wrap it up.
Wrap it up.
Okay, so tell everybody where they can, you know, follow you on Instagram, stream your music, tell them about your tour. Everything you want them to know, you can drop everything right now.
All
right,
cool. So check it out, man. This is Eric Bellinger signing in. You already know what time it is. My new single, Curious, featuring Cordae and Fab, is out now off that 1-800-HIT Easy Line 2 album. And we on tour tonight. We got Atlanta. It's the Obsession Tour. We traveling, coming to a city near you. It's your boy EB. Appreciate the support. JoJo, big homie, Kodak. It's easy.
Yeah.
Period. So, this is the JoJo and Big Homie Show, and we out.